has got a program that's won more games in the Big Ten than anybody else over the last 4 years and 22 wins in the last two seasons. Talk about the job that he's done getting that thing in a position to compete for championships.
Like I always say, Coach D is the man. You know, he's a great coach and he has great support and staff. You know, everybody around him is on the same page as him. He's a great leader and he just motivates everybody to want to do good and put on for Michigan State.
Want to jump in here, Chris? We're Chris Martin for the Big Ten Network.
How you doing?
How we doing?
Pretty good.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. This is Russ Landyard.
How you doing, Trent? Nice to meet you. That's a good career.
You guys got it? You good? Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Good.
Trent, so I hear 4.3. You can run a 4.3 in the sand is what people say.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be running a 4.3. I'm so excited. I heard my boy Keyshawn Martin and B.J. Cunningham's times today, and it just fired me up, you know, for Spartan Nation.
What do you think that you need to display here for the Scouts? What about your skill set that you want to be able to demonstrate?
I feel like, you know, everybody knows that I'm going to be able to run fast forward. So my hips and my back pedal and coming out of my brakes clean, I feel like is going to be the big thing for me that the Scouts really would like to see.
Where have you been training at?
I've been training out in Irvine, California. Just we have a trainer, James, and, you know, he does a good job with us. We have some pro bowlers come out and everything and work with us on our pedals and make sure we're all good there.
Now, the Spartans are rolling deeper at the combine. You guys got a lot of guys on hand. What does that say about the direction of the program?
It's going up. You know, we want to be an elite program, and Coach D, I think he's doing a great job over there at Michigan State. And with my class, which was his second class to go through there that he recruited, and the classes he's recruiting now just continue to get better.
Hey Trent, two quick questions. When I break you down on film, I love the fact that you, when you see the ball, you just attack it. You're really aggressive coming up and run support, and that you show the ability to break down and tackle, but at times you seem like you want to just knock guys' heads off and you launch yourself. Have teams been talking to you about that you have to stay under control, or is that something you've been working on with your coaches?
That's something I've been working on, you know, because my speed is my biggest asset and sometimes it's my biggest weakness, and I know that because I come down and, like you said, going into this process, I want to be a lot more under control. I'm going to have to be a lot more under control to be successful in this league.
Now, how have you worked on, when I watch on film, you do a great job reading the quarterback and getting started towards the ball. A lot of time you're in position. Have you worked on using your front arm to break up passes a little bit better? Because sometimes I've seen you do it, other times I've seen you get there in time and then not be able to find the ball to break it up.
Yeah, that's just making a play, you know, coming out and being there in position. I just have to make the play. There's no excuse, you know, that's something that I know how to do that I've worked on my whole, you know, life. Like I said, I went into Michigan State and I played corner, and that was one of the big things that Coach worked on with us. So that's just my ability to go in there and have to make a play.
All right. That sounds good, man. I wish you best of luck.
Thank you.
Got a bright future.
Appreciate it.
What do you think the team that selects you is going to be getting from the talent
standpoint? A hard worker and somebody who's going to come in and listen and learn.
And what sets you apart from the rest of the safety class?
I'm going to work the hardest. And if you turn on my film, you can see that just by watching my film. It doesn't matter where the ball's at. If the play looks like it's dead or over, you're still going to see me flying to the ball to, you know, because to stop a team from scoring a touchdown, even if they do get on the 1 yard and it looks like it's over, to go up there and run down from wherever you have to and stop a player has to be done.